The battle over high energy prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Despite the fact that at least gas prices have fallen over the past couple of weeks, there's still much concern among farmers and all Americans about what can be done over these higher energy prices. Well, most of the members of Congress are up for re-election this year, so a lot of lawmakers are on the campaign trail this month. They're likely hearing a lot about one hot topic. Jonna Miller reports.
Farmers are among some of the hardest hit by sky-high energy prices.
We're certainly happy gasoline prices have dropped. However, diesel prices are still very high, and our additional input costs, our fertilizer costs, are also very high.
American Farm Bureau energy specialist Ann Steckel says most people don't realize that a lot of fertilizer is made from natural gas. Add that to the cost of planting, harvesting, and hauling crops, running irrigation pumps or cooling systems for livestock pens, and the bills really add up.
We are very optimistic that Congress will act on this. Of course, we do not have very many days left for them to do so because of the upcoming election. However, we are really urging that some comprehensive bipartisan energy legislation be pushed through Congress in the remaining days before the election.
Steckel says that's possible because lawmakers who are home for the August recess are likely getting an earful about energy costs from their constituents.
The House of Representatives has a bill that's very comprehensive in nature to address additional access for oil and natural gas, as well as additional funding for renewable energy.
A group of senators is calling for similar action. Since it is an election year, there's plenty of incentive to do something. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And there's no doubt lawmakers are hearing from farmers, and Steckel says that should have a positive effect.
We were sure that they're hearing about how high gasoline prices are affecting their constituents, and we hope that those high gasoline prices will actually translate into Congress having some kind of action on Capitol Hill.
And Congress will return to work after the Labor Day holiday. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.